Hey everybody, we're here to talk about barking legs. Marcus is here. Marcus Ellsworth has the dubious distinction of being the person who's responsible for making many of the things that happen at Barking Legs happen. And coming off the kind of week he's just had, maybe there are times when he questions whether such a good idea.
Oh yeah, last week is a bit of a blur, a good blur, but we had a lot going on.
You ended with a bang on Saturday with the celebration of Chef Neville.
Yeah, a really wonderful celebration of his life, and because Chef Neville passed away suddenly in a car wreck last year, which sent shockwaves, I feel, through a lot of Chattanooga. Him and his wife Marilyn had been here for so long and been a part of so many people's lives. He's been a mentor to people, a good friend, a supporter of so much of the community. So shortly after news of his passing kind of got around, actually, Evan, that bartends over there and performs the Shaking Rays, he, over at Miss B's, he was their bartender for a long time. He approached Marilyn and said, we've got to do something for Neville. And he reached out to us and said, hey, let's put something on the calendar in February for Neville. Then over time, they started pulling this whole thing together. And we had two incredible bands that came and played. We had Evan did a special rum punch for the event, and it was also a fundraiser for a scholarship fund in Chef Neville's honor. And it's an endowment of $30,000 that they're looking to raise. And then every year they're going to provide two scholarships for people who want to go to culinary art school to kind of build his legacy of making food and celebrating people.
That makes so much sense. And when Bruce was here last week, something I didn't know about Chef Neville was that he was the mentor for Bruce, who runs the deli.
Yeah, River Street Deli. Bruce actually provided the food for the night.
He did
some smoked jerk chicken wings, which were amazing. Not quite Chef Neville's, but they were still good in their own right. All everybody said all night was like, it's not quite Chef's.
Yeah, that's putting the bar pretty high.
It is a high bar to clear, but they were really good, really good. And he did some little stromboli bites, and they were, it was delicious. And it was... it's like a nice showing of love for Chef Neville, too. Everybody pulling together.
Yeah, well-deserved. So as far as the culinary scholarship, are they setting up a website? Is there a crowdfunding site or something for that?
His daughter actually has her own nonprofit called Service After Service, which is a nonprofit that works with veterans to help them, especially people dealing with like post-traumatic stress disorder and things like that, to get them back into community service. So it's like partially like... a little bit of rehab, a little bit of community service for veterans, and serving both the veteran community and the community at large. And so there's a fundraiser through her website, serviceafterservice.org, that you can go to. Serviceafterservice.org. And you go there and you can find links to support Chef Neville's scholarship fund.
Cool.
I got to meet his children that night, and the whole family is just incredible, just really wonderful people. So that was really nice to get to know them a little better.
Yeah, it's... too bad that it had to be under those circumstances. That's really sad. And I didn't know Chef Neville very well, but every encounter I had with him, it was memorable.
Oh, yeah.
Not just for the food, but for his personality.
Just a good man. Yeah. Just a really good man.
So what you got going on this week?
Well, this week, for tomorrow night for Wednesday's Jazz, we actually have a fairly new arrangement with some old friends. It's the Perkinson Warner Quartet. It's going to be up in the lounge. So we got Nathan Warner on trumpet and Sean Perkinson on guitar, kind of leading the quartet. And they'll be joined by bassist David Schwab and drummer Stephen Humphreys. So really good arrangement there. Kind of a little bebop and jazz thing going on in the lounge. That'll be really great. Let's see. And then Friday night, we have The Floor Is Yours. We're back for our February edition.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one's going to be, so the theme for this...
What is the theme, yes?
The theme, well, because it's Valentine's Day and because I just can't help myself with being just a little trifling, the theme is things that go bump. And of course, I'm talking about hearts because Valentine's Day. But in all seriousness, the show's actually, we're also partnering with the Southeast Tennessee HIV Community Partnership because February 7th is Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. And so they're going to be joining us that evening to provide some valuable information about the prevention of the spread of HIV, information about the drug PrEP, which is a preventative drug to help protect against the infection, and just providing information and testing for folks. So folks from Gilead are going to be there to, like, share information as well. And of course, because we're talking about practicing safe sex, the show is fairly adult in nature as far as the artists are concerned. They've taken the prompt well from what I've heard. So yeah, so we're going to be, you know, having a good time, but also talking about some very serious subject matters and like how we can all protect ourselves better and, you know, each other.
And for people not familiar with The Floor Is Yours, mm-hmm. the format is pretty much open-ended.
Yes, it's an open mic variety show slash cabaret. So we have all kinds of performers lined up.
Unlike a lot of open mics, you line up the performers before the night, don't you?
Yes, we have an advanced setup. We sign up. We do online. People can contact us through Facebook or email the theater, call the theater if they can catch me. And we build the list from there. So we have a rotation of regulars who, you know, are pretty much there almost every month. But we also have a good, especially this month, we have a nice lineup of new folks who'll be their first time getting on the stage. We have everything from poets and a couple of singers and burlesque, of course, because the theme just brought them out of the woodwork. I find that depending on the kind of theme I have can also really determine the kind of performers that line up at
the
door. I
guess that does make a lot of sense. So because the theme is love and Valentine's, mm-hmm. It brought out
the poets and the burlesque dancers, yeah.
Well, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah, you know, so we're going to be running the gamut on Friday. It should be pretty good. It should be a pretty good night. I like it because I always get to be surprised, and I'm the one running the show. And it's also really nice to see these performers grow over time. You know, they come the first time, and you know it's their first time on a stage. There's certain jitters there and bad habits and things as a performer. And then over time, you get to watch them, own it and find themselves there in the spotlight and really discover some new things and also build partnerships and collaborations with other artists. Last week, Ray Zimmerman published an article with The Pulse kind of going over open mics in Chattanooga. I do recommend people kind of seek that out. Like, Ray's a friend of mine, and he's also a regular at The Floor as a poet and storyteller. He had some very nice things to say about The Floor Is Yours and various other open mics around town and really highlighted for me the importance of what those of us who host open mics are providing. It's something I think we forget about when we're doing the work, and then people who are outside of the open mic scene don't realize is oftentimes we're the lab for artists. We're
Absolutely.
Where they test it out, you know.
You guys are an incubator.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly valuable service, I think, because it gives people, as you said, the opportunity to go out there for the first time. And while there is some measure of expectation, it's pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
It's pretty informal, and especially at Barking Legs.
Oh, definitely.
Where it's very rarely formal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything always has that sense of, we're just all here together to have some fun.
Yeah, we're here to have fun and make some art.
So that takes some of the pressure off people, I would think, who want to try something for the first time and never done it before.
Yeah, and it's also a chance to meet your peers, you know? You get to mm-hmm. meet other artists. You can find mentors there. You can get feedback. Some of it's even useful.
And as you mentioned, Sean Perkinson is going to be leading that band tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Bruce is here, he just goes into rhapsodies about Sean every time he's playing.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's his favorite guitar player, I think.
I believe he is. Like, don't tell the others. You know, we don't want to hurt feelings here. But Sean's definitely in the top ranking.
Well, the man has quite a history.
Yeah.
You know, from Kings of the Killer Fish to where he is now.
Yeah, and he's an incredible player. So I'm really excited to see, this particular arrangement tomorrow night. Because, yeah, there's going to be a certain sense of newness to that, too, you know, where it's just...
Right, it's a new aggregation.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. It's all players that we're familiar with. They've all, you know, performed with other groups or even as soloists at Barking Legs. So I like the fact that at Barking Legs, this is not uncommon, you know, for artists to cross paths. Yeah. And then over time, as they get to know each other, next thing you know, they're approaching us saying, hey, so we're doing a different thing now. Is it cool if we show up? We're like, of course, we love that. We love seeing that evolution.
You know, you talked about The Floor Is Yours as an incubator, but so much of what you do is incubating talent. The Wednesday night sessions that you do, the Sunday afternoon sessions that you do once a month.
Yeah, well, and then the Sunday jazz jam at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. That a lot of that oftentimes feeds into things that happen on the Wednesday nights, because on Sunday it's an open door policy. You show up with your instrument or your singing voice, and you get to work with and play around with other jazz musicians. Some of these configurations have come out of that. We have had people who we met through the Sunday jazz jam that have gone on to then perform for our Wednesday night series. So yeah, we're always growing and evolving and like trying to figure out new ways to engage community and to bring more artists into our space and more audience and blurring the lines there too of, you know, just because one month you're sitting there in the audience doesn't mean that sometime in the future you might, you know, get up the courage to step on the stage or into the lounge and share your talents with the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
And the music we're about to listen to was recorded at Chef Neville's celebration this past weekend.
Yes. And this is the first set from Chef Neville's celebration. And I had never heard this band before, but they had quite the reputation amongst the folks who were in attendance. I do believe that they performed at a few events at Miss B's Cafe, where they did like reggae nights and things like that. They're surprisingly young for how talented they are, I will have to say that. It was a really nice way to kick off the night, too. They got everybody kind of moving and dancing once they got going. And once you hear it, you'll understand why the energy got pretty high.
This is from Atlanta, a band called Fresh Mind, recorded at Barking Legs this past weekend. Thanks so much, Marcus. Always good to see you.
Thank you, Richard. You take care.
So no worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing. 'Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, rise with the rising sun. Three little birds sit by my doorstep, singing sweet songs and melodies pure and true. This is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Say no worry about a thing, every little thing is gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, rise with the rising sun. Three little birds sit by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. This is my message to you. And who the cat feeds, make them weary. Who the cat feeds, make them weary. I say me throw me corn,
throw me corn.
I mean no call no foul,
call no foul.
I say coop coop coo,
coop coop coo,
cluck cluck cluck,
cluck cluck cluck.
Who the cat feeds, make them weary.
Cool.
ourselves organized and introduce them. So to start, this is Mr. Clay. You'll see him jumping on the sax tonight as well. Back here, you might know him already. This is Everett Eggy. Holding it down on keys, this is Megan. Refresh mine. Yeah! Would our cap fits make them wear it?
Good. Okay, well, on this next one, we're going to need your help. So can you say, I'm good? I'm good. So we're going to get to a part later in the song when you're going to say it back with me, okay? Yeah. So just keep I'm good in your pocket, and we'll be ready to rock.
Right, it's in your pocket. I ain't stressing out, Feel real good about that. Been a blessing now. Learn these things through the pain and the strife. When you move on. When you climb those hills you had to climb. There's a mountain every way, every time. But I'll survive. Come on! Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
$2 in my pocket. I'm good.
Ooh.
Trying to get me caught up. I'm good.
I'm good.
If they want it, they can get it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
They're thinking I'm okay. I'm good.
Ooh.
Tell them man I'm coming with it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I ain't never gonna quit it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
My lesson, now I'm done with all that. Waves call for better days. Wipe out what you gotta learn away. The whole world changed over phone call. What could happen where we don't know it? All that matters is that you don't fall. Keep pushing on and on. I'm good.
I'm good.
$2 in my pocket. I'm good.
Ooh.
Trying to get me caught up. I'm good.
I'm good.
If they want it, they can get it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
If they think I'm gonna quit, I'm good.
Ooh.
Tell a man I come on with it, I'm good.
I'm good.
I ain't never gonna quit it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I get fed up. Ooh. But you gotta keep your head up.
Ooh.
Don't you give up.
Ooh.
Not here to be a quitter.
Ooh.
It's good, all good.
Ooh.
Made it to things I never thought I would.
Ooh.
Never thought I could. But now I know. Come on, I'm good.
I'm good.
$2 in my pocket. I'm good.
Ooh.
Trying to get me caught up. I'm good.
I'm good.
One if they can get. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
The thing I'm gonna quit. I'm good. Tell a man I'm coming with it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I ain't never gonna quit it. I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Here's that part I was talking about. Can you say I'm good? All right. So James is going to say it. You guys are going to repeat after me. And halfway through, we're going to speed it up. So you got to be watching.
You guys ready? Yeah, you ready? Let's go. Yeah, I'm good.
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 Let's speed it up.
I'm good.
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 I'm good. Go with it. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
So, feeling good. We loved, had so many good memories of playing. We'd play outside, so we'd have people walking by, and you start seeing them grooving along the street by Miss B's, and we're like, yeah, yeah. Sometimes they'd break out your phone, and then they'd be walking by, and I was like, man, I hope he posts that and tags us.
And yeah. Yeah, and we get a random notification later, it's like, so-and-so tagged you, and yeah. We're like, why are they walking across the street? Oh, it's them. Yeah.
Now is a subtle hint for you all to pull your phone.
Just alike, the
to the past when the future shines so brightly. Oh, caution inside us, it doesn't even fight for us, it's true. Oh, maybe we'll stay up all night, maybe we'll see the sunrise, maybe we'll cruise tonight, maybe we'll learn to fight, conquer the world with hands that care out a song, little one is shed. Time with you guys. You guys feeling good out there? Yeah. I love that. Do we have any reggae fans out there? Yeah. Awesome. I'd love to hear that. Woo! We got some special ones. I know you guys will know this one too.
You better see some dancing on this.
Yeah. If you guys want to dance. Yeah, of my single bed, we share the same room, but your heart finds a break. Is this up, I wanna know now.
So I throw my cards on you today. Woo! I love ya. Love and cheat. Love and cheat tonight. Every day and every night we'll be together. The roof rides over our heads. We're sharing a shelter.
I wanna love ya and cheat.
that brave couple coming up here and dancing. That was so sweet. Yeah. This is another sweet one. It's called No Way No.
Would I ever be too far away and feel alone? No way. Would I ever back down my sword to protect our home? No way. Would I ever spend a day not telling you you're beautiful? No way. No way. No way. No way. Life's too short to be waiting long. Let's not waste it, waste it. We both know you're the one. Woo-hoo! Would I ever be too far away? You feel alone? No way. Would I ever back down my soul to protect our home? No way. Would I ever spend a day not telling you you're beautiful? No way. No way. No way.
For yourselves.
Yeah.
We got an original song for you guys. This one's called On the Inside, and it's all about wanting to know what's going on the inside of friends who are struggling with things. And sometimes people don't know how to say what's on their mind. And you gotta pry it out sometimes. And other times, you just have to give them a little space. So this one's called On the Inside. Wish that we could learn to love each other.
Love each other.
Sometimes it feels like we only love ourselves.
Love ourselves.
Wish that we could learn to look more on the inside.
On the inside.
Sometimes it feels like we only focus on the outside. Much about me.
Worry about me.
I just got a lot on my mind, can't you see?
Can't you see?
I know weather doesn't help me this time.
Help me this time.
Can you help me out this time?
Ooh.
something you wish you could have. One prayer for those around you. Wish I could see inside of your head. We ask yourself those questions, yeah. What's one thing you wish you could have? One prayer for those around you. Wish I could see inside of your head. When you ask yourself those questions, appointments on my screen.
On my screen.
Yeah, I wish that we could learn to love each other.
Love each other.
Sometimes it feels like we only love ourselves.
Short time, sweet. I was talking to the guys there. I said, hey, they want us to play for 45 minutes. Is that okay? And they're like, yeah.
We can do that, too.
You can find us online. I heard someone asking in the back where you can find us. And, hey, you can find us at freshmind.com.
Freshmind.com.
Yeah, you got me.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all that.
We'll play it an hour another time somewhere else.
But yes.
We got a sweet one. Oh, man. I would love to do that one, too.
Somebody just suggested that at our gig last week, too. So we're just going to have to learn that one.
We're going to have to do that one. All right. We got one you should know. It might not be the style you're used to, but I think you're going to like it. I got sunshine on a cloudy day,
like today.
When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. You help me sing out this one. Well, I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, talking about my girl. Ooh. Yeah. So you've heard him all night. Mr. Clay Thistle on the bass, can you give us one more taste? Come on right here, Clay. Come on out. Get a little closer. Help me sing along. Well,
going to take a solo on steel pan in a second, but I know you guys want to hear Mr. Everett Eggy on the percussion, right? Come on. All right, so this next one, I'd love to give out a story. So when I met Chef Neville in Maryland, it was a time when I was working this job. And sometimes you just have to work a job. Yeah, you show up and you're like, man, I'm just working this job. And I had this one manager, he hated my guts. I don't know why. I dreaded him. I was like, I'm going to leave eventually and do music. So I met them, and I was just amazed by the amount of passion that Chef put into his food and just the freshness. That's part of why we call ourselves Fresh Mind. Yeah, give it up. Yeah. And just, he really was like, the first time we spoke to him, he was like, yeah, we have to get fresh goods. That's what we do on Mondays. And there's so much that goes into it. And that just amazed me, because You can start with stuff, but if you start with fresh stuff, it goes so much further, you know? It has to be good stuff to start with. So that's part of why we're called Fresh Mind, and really have to start with something good to reach somewhere great. And so I wrote this song, and part of it is the lyrics are, so I met, of course, I met Chef, and I met Marilyn, and I met the whole family too, but I met some of them, not all of them. They started to ask me some questions, what you want to do. And so, are you sure this music thing is what you want to do with your life? And I say, yeah, this is what I want to do. I'll sleep when I'm dead. So I really want to dedicate this to the Forsyth family and just Chef. This song is called Life's Too Short, and it's all about life's too short to not do what you want to be doing. Yeah. And I want you guys help on the chorus. So all you have to say is life's too short. That's life's it. Short. Yeah. So
you'll say it with me. I'll cue you.
It goes like this. Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Think you got that? Let's
try
it.
That's simple.
One, two, ready. Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to leave things unsaid.
Life's too short.
I think you guys got it. You are, oh my gosh.
And
we got some.
And you
got
to be grooving on this
room.
Like, stand up. Come
yeah,
on.
Stand
just
stand up.
This is the last one. You can groove. Stand up. Come on.
Join us. You'll want to move and groove a little bit. Yeah, here we go.
I went there.
Let the dancing begin.
Yeah, can do a little step. Groove out a little bit. We got a little room. There's plenty of room down here, too. This one's called Life's Too Short. Woke up this morning with the best vibes in my head. Got my day planned out, but still stayed in my bed. Didn't get up till my father finally said, "Hey boy, I better get out of your stinking bed." Hey,
life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Yeah, life's too short to be things like said.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be things like said.
Life's too short.
So I made my way to Miss B's, man, never met Marilyn, met the old family too. They started to ask me some questions. Where you come from, what you wanna do, why you really doing what you wanna be doing, you staying up all night. Are you sure this music thing is real life? I'll sleep when I'm dead. Hey!
Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be things like said.
Life's too short.
Life's too short. Life's too short.
Life's too short.
I'm sorry for showing up so late. I said I'm sorry for all the times we wasted. Been there for me, for me, for me. One, two, one, two, three.
Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be things I said.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be things I said. Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be things like said.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be staying in bed.
Life's too short.
Life's too short to be things like said.
Except when I'm with you. Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It's been such a pleasure. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Next band is going to be great, too. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you.